Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. It's Friday, January 15th at a.m., 2016. And it's a shitty day on my end. I hope everybody else is having a beautiful day. Sun out, sun shining, clouds moving, my eyes got rain. So, yeah, fuck the rain. In words of one of my all-time favorite movies, it can't rain all the time. Day off with a legend right now, Pharoah Munch. If you have not heard of him, you're retarded. This is off his PTSD album. The track is called Dream, featuring Quali. Y'all check it out.
Pull myself together. Put on a new face. Climb down off the hilltop, baby. Oh, I get back in the race. Cause I've got dreams, yeah, dreams to remember. Yeah, yeah, I've got dreams, oh, dreams to remember.
Yo, my destiny rules everything around me. Dream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, y'all. Everybody put their palms in the clouds. Get your hands in the sky, it's not a problem to feel, y'all. Even if eyes broke as fuck, I would lend you my last so you can holler at me still. PMC in the place to be. On the MIC, still spitting that real. Yo, you know the limericks are limitless. Not limited and intimate, but increments of infinite potential in the scene. You can benefit from getting off of the internet for just a minute. It's a simple song you can sing or memorize. Mimic it. When it hits the spirit, it pulls the heart strings. Infamous and kindred, it's intrinsic when it's still enough from the genesis. When we remember to dream, just dream. That means you. My determination runs every aspect. Mentally, I'm no dummy. Scholar got skill. Yeah. Can't take what I visualize from it. You pull the wool over my eyes. I swallowed the red pill. Yeah. Even if eyes broke as fuck, I would lend you my last. You can holler at me still. Everybody put your palms in the clouds. Get them up in the sky. It's not a problem to feel. Welcome to the age of Aquarius and the stages of various schemes. Vicariously, I skate when I dream. Each theme should win an academy. Put it up on the screen. My strategy, Pharaoh's the king and queen. Who fiends for teens to view it as the new theme music. Use it to shape their futures when they daydream to it. Never elusive, never claim stupid. Loose it, boost your acoustics when you sing to it. And just dream.
You know I'm downright excellent about my thrill to get the money.
Dollar, dollar bill, y'all.
I got strung out on the music, so I'm sorta like a dealer to a junkie.
Swallow that pill, y'all.
Sometimes it rains in Southern Cali and Philadelphia ain't always sunny.
Just keeping it real, y'all.
Tell it Quali in the place to be. Yeah, you better believe.
Come on, let it know the deal,
yeah,
y'all.
5 o'clock in the morning, just getting home from last night's performance. When I'm dead tired from touring, I hit the coffin. I'm like a vampire required to stay dormant. Out of the range of sunlight, where the data remain. I used to smoke so much weed that it clouded my brain. I took a break, had to find life, meaning to get. Without the smoke in my lungs, I started dreaming again. I dreamed of candy-coated cars and panties that go with bras. Hurricanes named Sandy, I'm flipping the Noah's Ark. What? Police who bleed blue cause they staying true to the uniform. And Dennis Rodman in North Korea looking for unicorns. Ridiculous. The truth is I'm one of the best. And when you snooze, that's when you meet the cousin of death. So when I say I never visit the cousin, I don't sleep. I say awake to the ways of the world, cause shit is deep. Dream.
I've got
post-traumatic stress syndrome. Go get that album. Pharrell Munch is freaking phenomenal. Now, I'm on. I try to stay up to date on Hip Hop DX. It was one of my top sites that I used to go to all the time till they just went completely left field. Got sponsors, got promoted. A bunch of people got raises. And they just started playing a bunch of bullshit. But it's usually how it goes. What can you do? When you're paid to play something, you play what you're paid to play. I got my, what can I say? What is it? It's a second printing, but I got my Death in the Family. Plan on collecting those books individually. I don't know, man. I'm going crazy with comics right now. This year is going to be a crazy year for nerds and comic book lovers. Because there's so much stuff dropping. Like, I'm a little on the fence about Gambit. I think Gambit's going to end up dropping sometime next year. Because they just solidified a director. And there's only two confirmed casts. So it's a little 200 and something days is too short of a time to push for a Gambit movie. I think they should just take their time with it. And I come to find out it's going to be a $155 million budget for Fox's Gambit. I'm just hoping they don't fudge it up because they could easily use Gambit for a crossover with Deadpool, connecting to X-Men. They could do a bunch of stuff because, I mean, they've crossed paths in previous comics. So, who knows, man? Maybe they'll stick to the comic. And then in Gambit, they can have Gambit do some crazy shit or something. People want to put a hit out on him, so they order. They call up Deadpool. And in the comic, it was pretty cool. He ended up paying off Deadpool, too. I'm waiting for my Volume 2 Under the Hood. If you guys have not seen J. Cole's Homecoming on HBO, you're really missing out. The dude is inspirational, man. His music, his energy, his productiveness. Just, dude is phenomenal, man. And I am proud to have been a fan for almost going on 10 years. 2009, 2008 would be 10 years. Like late 09. No, late 08, early 09. I had already left Miami. Yeah. Because I got on Ortiz in 07, yeah. Ortiz is a beast, man. Maybe each individual artist of Slaughterhouse is putting out their own stuff right now. I'm waiting for that new Slaughterhouse album. The last one was, it wasn't bad. Let's say that. It was far from bad, but I definitely do prefer this debut self-titled Slaughterhouse album where they're all four on the cover in a box. That was my ish. I love that album. If you're unaware, get familiar. Oh, man. We're going to get in my next joint. Comes with a big homie. If you guys are probably not aware of him. New York got it popping right now. Chris Streets. It's featuring Marka. Now, it is off his Rise Fall EP mixtape album. I like to see it as a mixtape / album because it was well put together, well produced, and the structure in which he presented it and came with it was really freaking dope. Y'all check it out. Chris Streets was made for this.
Yeah, I started with my homies on the back blocks, picking up different ways we can stack rock. Damn it, be so hard when you have not, so you can't blame them dudes when they push rock. And you
can't blame the G's when they moving pounds. Make moves day and night, they be through the sound. Gotta get that money right when you're living wrong. Rent due, hungry miles old in your home. When you're back against the wall and your mind gone, stressed so high, gotta roll that lie. You don't come back home till your pockets looking right. Come from the hood, one thing you learn is fight. Fight for it, and we fight for it. Music shit, get my life for it. My real niggas, my family members, they deserve them all. I fight for it. Twice the man that my father was, with no direction, no guidance, just older cousins who love violence, love bitches and love rhyming. Cold like the world made me. She sent the paper to the law, take me. Been through it all, ain't shit break me. Writing what I'm smoking on this OGP. Gone.
You ain't about this life. You just run and hide. You just living lies. Don't know shit about sacrifice. I've been on my grind, and I swear these niggas hate me. Mad cause they ain't got what it takes to be what makes it.
Sacrifice when you never put blood, work, or sweat. Giving everything that you think you got. Only way to know what you really got left. And you push 10 times harder than that. What you deserve, put it all in effect. Got a plan with a set full of riders. Team full of goons, and you're looking at the wildest. People growing up, now this shit look childish. Then they got the nerve talking about that they mobbing. Mobbing, give me a break, these niggas starving. Cowards, topping the flowers up in the garden. Beef out the 40 on death at Percy Harvin. Gotta lust for life, I'm doing the most. Nigga need the bread and shit I never had before. Put it on the line until it blow. Running with the circle, chasing them hoes. My face straight, we don't love them hoes, but we love them good times. That loud lit, my cup start to overflow. They play the sideline, get no cake. Matter time before they expose. Keep my finger up, stay grinding, homie. These actors putting on shows, fuck them.
You ain't about to slide. You just run and hide. You just living lies. Don't know shit about sacrifice. I've been on my grind, and I swear these niggas hate me. Mad cause they ain't got what it takes to be what makes me.
You ain't made for this.
Us, never them, Justice League. He's fucking hardcore with Justice League, man. Shout out to Don Julio and Rook. Rook's doing the damn thing. I really, ever since that post he did with Laws, I've been really eager to find out what's going on with that. I am quite the fan of Laws. That little Brazilian was killing it a couple of years back. Another thing, rest in peace to Alan Rickman, a.k.a. Hans Gruber. I will always know him as Hans Gruber. Shoot the glass. That's my shit. That's my shit, man. I love Die Hard. Like, he killed it as a bad guy. And then, you know, he did his thing in Harry Potter, but he did his thing elsewhere, too, and all the other movies, but Hans Gruber, man. Hans Gruber. And a lot of people don't know this about that movie, but if you're watching the beginning while Bruce Willis is on the plane, you can see Angela Bassett. She's a little waitress, or what's it called? Stewardess? Flight attendant lady? It's pretty crazy. It's like way before she even got, you know, It was, I think, Die Hard came in the late or mid-80s. I forget. But, yeah, man, it was crazy. I had no idea Angela Bassett was an extra in that movie. She doesn't have a speaking role. She's just, you know, there. I wonder how she was living then. That definitely, if I ever met her, that definitely be one of my questions to ask. Like, you know, so what was life like when you were an extra on Die Hard? Who knows? 27 biggest movies to watch this year. The Huntsman, Winter's War. I don't. That's not movie, the movie I want to watch. It was the first, number 6. I just happened to be going through the pages. But I am quite shocked that, okay, I'm not really shocked. I'm just like, well, that happened quick. That new Vin Diesel movie, like, just dropped. And it hasn't even been in the theater for, like, 3 months. 2 months, not even. It's already on digital. It's crazy. Like, when movies suck, they waste no time putting it out there so people can get it digitally and or physically. So tomorrow is my homie Kevin Roman's birthday. I forget how old he's going to be. I think he was born in 89. So he should be like, I don't know, early 20s, mid-20s. I forget, my nigga. My bad. It's like that sometimes. It's been too many years. Kevin Roman, that's my dude right there. I'll tell you a story that me and him did, that me and him created on his birthday tomorrow. It's quite an entertaining story. It involves police and a helicopter, fire truck and some ambulances. And I'm not kidding. People saying Civil War is going to be biggest box office of 2016. Possible, that's for sure. There's so many movies. X-Men Apocalypse, Neighbors, Sorority Rising. First one was funny. Warcraft. I was never a fan of Warcraft, World of Warcraft. But graphics look really good. That's about it. I don't know shit about the game. Still disappointed about this Ghostbusters. I don't care what anybody says. I'm not a feminist. I'm not a sexist. I don't really give a fuck that it's for women, you know? I just hate the fact that, man, I just hate the fact they're remaking it. Like, I get why they're remaking it, but fuck them. Fuck whoever decided to do that. Melissa McCartney gonna carry this movie. I guarantee it, along with her bridesmaid sidekick and the director which directed Bridesmaids. Bridesmaids was a dope movie, don't get me wrong, I laughed my ass off. But I feel they definitely should have got a different director for Ghostbusters. It's like, it's going to be like the Karate Kid, man. It's like a fucking childhood classic, like Ninja Turtles and shit. And 5 years, 5, 10 years, when I'm talking about it, my Ghostbusters, Bill Murray, Harold Ramis, Aykroyd, Ernie Hudson, good morning, close daddy's door, Ernie Hudson, you know, those, they're going to be like, oh. That movie was good. I love Melissa McCartney. Well, in my mind, I'm talking about original Ghostbusters, real Ghostbusters. This is just, I feel like Hollywood is just running out of ideas, and they're just like, I get it. You got the graphics now. You want to see what you can do. But why you got to destroy people's childhood, man? I feel like my mind is getting, I can't even say the word because my daughter's here. Oh, yeah? Well, we're going to get my final joint. Comes from one of my top-rated, top-favorite of all time. Mayday is off there. Take Me to Your Leader, the debut album on Strange Music. Make sure you check out their previous work. These guys never disappoint. I'm always appreciated of the fact that they just are doing what they do. Say Mayday.
Mayday.
That's right.
Yeah. They say your fingerprint is one of a kind. Yeah.
On the album. If you unfamiliar, get familiar, man. It's about that time. Come on, Kira. You know, wake up your brother. Let's go. It's about that time. I got some food to cook. Got some comics to read. Got some music to listen to. So, like always, man, spread some positivity today. Spread some positivity today. That's about all I got, man. Stay positive, stay safe. Pay attention to your surroundings. And don't give a police officer any reason to destroy, mess with, or misdirect you from the path of life that you were on. Oh, God, it really hurts me to say that. Because I really don't like the police at all. So, with that being said, nonetheless, stay safe, stay aware, stay positive. Tomorrow, I'm hoping, is a brighter day. Although today is a bright day, it's just filled with rain. I'm hoping tomorrow is a little brighter, minus the rain. So you guys, keep doing what you're doing. Spread that positivity, new love order. Listen to good music. And when I say good music, I don't mean just Kanye shit. I mean, like, generally listen to good music. And artists, and you pushing whack music, stop it. It's 2016. We got enough whack music around. I wish I was in charge of some of these websites. All right. I'm out here, man. I'm done talking my smack. I got tomorrow to do that. I'm out here. Cheers.